Now, 1 in 7 people in Ireland have been living with pain for more than a decade. Chronic pain can have a huge impact on a person's physical and mental health. Dr. Dominic Hegarty is a pain management specialist and he joins me now on the line. Dominic, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you indeed.
Can you tell me how widespread is chronic pain? Just give me an idea of how many people are affected and for how long?
Yes, well, the evidence has been there for about 10 years or more at this stage that between 1 in 5 and 1 in 7 individuals are dealing with chronic pain on a day-to-day. And that's not just an ache or pain, that's something that's having a real impact on what they do and their quality of life. And if you just take that number into an Irish context itself, that's approximately 450,000 people in this country on a day-to-day basis are dealing with it. That's 5 times filling Croke Park over 5 times at any one go. That's a substantial amount of people dealing with this problem on a day-to-day basis.
And what are the most common types of pain?
The commonest one is lower back pain because it catches such a big variety, but upper arm pain and neck pain become a good second. And then you have areas such as headaches, migraines, and joint pain. So it peters out, but the bulk of the work is low back pain and neck and arm pain. And these are the items that slow people down, find difficulty getting out of the bed in the morning. They're the individual who requires some form of oral medication just to get through the day. And basically, at this time of the evening on a Friday heading home, are quite happy just to get home, sit down, try and relax for the weekend, recharge the batteries and try and get ready for Monday again.
So just to be clear, this is not somebody who has a pain in their back and then it goes away. This is somebody who's living with that for a long period of time.
Yes, indeed. The definition is a pain that lasts for 3 months on a fairly consistent basis. And that's a kind of a short enough window to get anything chronic. But you find that the pattern of any pain is, for example, low back pain. The first 5 or 6 days, we could get a pain. It may settle down with some standard treatment. If it doesn't, it goes on for about 6 weeks. And then suddenly you're into 12 and 18 weeks beyond. So exactly, the pain that really is there most of the time affecting people. And we often use pain scores. What's your pain like? If 0 is no pain, and 10 is the worst. These individuals would come in around 5, 6 and 7 on a regular basis.
And what are their treatment options?
If you think of it like being tiered at 3 different levels, and in the early phase, you'd come in with what we call conservative strategies, oral analgesics, anti-inflammatories, paracetamol, maybe a little bit of codeine, physiotherapy, light exercises. And that carries a lot of people through, and probably a bulk of people would settle under control at that point. The next step out then is when things drag on, what can you do to inject areas, relax the muscles, relax the nerves that are causing these pain? And that's where a pain physician comes in, or a pain specialist, where you can block nerves, treat the area itself. And there's a whole variety of different selections of where you put things depending on what the issues are. But that's the next kind of level out where people are. About 30 to 40% of individuals probably end up seeing a pain physician or would like to see a pain physician. Sometimes they don't get to see it soon enough. That's one of the problems.
Are there any innovative treatments that people might not have considered, you know, aside from, as you say, a physiotherapist or pain medication?
Well, there are certainly a lot of novel techniques like heat-based techniques, TENS machines, etc., that people can get, and physios, etc., are very good at advising on that element to it itself. The interventional world is something that's, you know, the next step up, if you like. And the injection is one thing I've spoken about. There are techniques within that, such as denervation, using temperature to burn off nerve fibers and give them a more permanent basis. And this is all clinically evidence-based data. You'd be anticipating 6 or 9 months of fairly decent relief from that level. And then there's another cohort above that again, very small string of people who rely on technology or who would like to rely on technology, and that's using neuromodulation or spinal cord stimulation to modify these type of patients' pain. This is very advanced. It's only for a small cohort of patients, but as technology goes on, more and more people are going to become available. It's going to become more available to these groups of people in time as well.
I can only imagine if you're living with pain that you'd rate at 5 or 6 day in, day out, that it can get you down. I wonder, is mental health an issue that you see often in patients with chronic pain?
Yeah, undoubtedly it is, absolutely. Some work we did ourselves here, some research work, we know that self-esteem of these individuals in about 70% of it very rapidly comes down. So they're just their self-confidence. Any individuals listening in to feeling who have pain, they'll appreciate how they want to isolate themselves. They really don't want to go to that wedding. They really don't want to go to that family party. Why? People are going to ask them too much about their back or their leg or their hand. They want to step away from it and they just withdraw. That's the first sign. There's also strong evidence that the next level out, about 2/3 people will end up having, you know, depressed or certainly fitting into that category. And unfortunately, they may need some medication to lift that out. So it becomes a really silent disease, slowly eroding away the person's personality, their individuality of the whole thing. And of course, this is another big impact on the quality of life around their family, their friends, and if they're managing to hold down a job, their productivity at work, etc., falls as well. So it's critical.
So the message is, do seek help.
Absolutely.
Right.
Particularly this month is a great big month, and Pain Awareness Month is on at the moment. And so if you know friends and family who are struggling, you know, encourage them to seek help. It could make a major difference on their quality of life.
Dr. Dominic Hegarty, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. It's time now for our weekly look at the